We continue our learning. We are in the third and final parak of Masechas Moed Katan. We're going to be discussing hair cutting and laundering in Chol HaMoed, which should have really been permitted, especially for the remaining days of the Chag. We should be able to cut our hair and launder our clothing. Certainly, one could argue it's a Tzorach HaMoed. Nonetheless, the Chachamim were afraid that if people could cut their hair, shave, and launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed, they would intentionally push it off to Chol HaMoed with the big rush before Yontif and not have it done before Yontif. So to walk into Yontif looking disheveled, not having clothing that's laundered, or now purposely pushing it off for Chol HaMoed, so now you're going to be busy with it. So that they were afraid of, and therefore they prohibited laundering clothing and hair cutting and shaving on Chol HaMoed. Our mission is going to discuss, the first mission is to discuss those who are permitted to shave and cut their hair on Chol HaMoed for a reason, as the Mishnah will describe. And the next Mishnah will discuss those who are able to launder clothing. The Elu Megalchen Bamoed, despite the fact that the Chachamim had this prohibition against hair cutting Chol HaMoed, these are the exceptions. Habam Midinas Hayam. So the first on the list is someone who came from a faraway place, overseas. Doesn't necessarily have to be someone who came from overseas, and he arrived on Chol HaMoed. So he obviously didn't have the time to be able to do so before the Chag, but it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's a Midinas Hayam. It can be any case where someone came from a far away place where it's very clear to everybody he didn't have the opportunity to cut his hair before the Chag began. Of course, someone who came from a very nearby city, which was very common for people to do, people would not know that he was away, and therefore cutting hair would be prohibited for such a person to Chol HaMoed, because people will think that, oh, he just didn't listen to the Chachamim, not knowing that, in fact, he was really away. So only when Midinas Hayam, or you're coming from a faraway place, do we allow such a thing. In addition, says the Bar Tanura, Shelo Yelo Panai Legalech Kodem HaMoed V'hushe Piresh Lis Schora o ledavar hatzarich. This is only allowed, this exception to haircutting is only allowed for people who are traveling, went abroad for business, or some other need. The fact that he's just going on a trip just for his own, for recreation, for pleasure, so then it would be also. That's the opinion of the Rav. The Rush disagrees. He says that the restriction in the case of, let's say, taking a trip for pleasure, that's only someone who took a trip and left Eretz Yisrael. Why is that so? Because there's an issur to leave Eretz Yisrael. Discussed in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Gimel. So because of that, we are very strict. But let's say someone else lives somewhere else and he left, came back from a pleasure trip. So according to the Rush, there's no difference between the trip for pleasure or a trip for business. If he was away, far away, he's also, in his exception, is able to cut his hair. Umibes HaShivya, the mixture continues. After the Bam Medina Sayam, someone who was released from captivity or imprisonment. That's enough reason to allow people to cut their hair. And it makes no difference whether a person was far away or very close to home. Now, Yotzi Mibes HaAsurim applies, says the Bar Tanura, Vafilu Chavush B'yan Yisrael, Shoyamanicho Legalech. He's been imprisoned by the Jews. He did something wrong, so he's in prison. That makes sense that they have to imprison him. And they say, no, we know Chag is coming, we want you to shave. And they gave him the opportunity to do so. So why would such a person who's Chavush B'yan Yisrael be able to be in this exception and be able to shave or cut his hair on Chol HaMoed? Lefi Shahaya B'tzah. Because it's considered as if he didn't have the opportunity, because he's obviously not in the state of mind that of intra before the Chag, when he's imprisoned, even though it's Ali Day Yisrael, and even though they give him permission, he's not in the mood to do so, and therefore he's considered as if someone didn't have the opportunity, and he could do so, Yotzi Mibei Sasur, and even from a Jewish jail, he's able to shave and cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. And the same halach would be true if someone recovered from an illness, he is able to cut his hair, even though he may have been able to do so when he was sick, nonetheless, also not in the mood to do so, not in the frame of mind to do so before, so therefore we allow him to do so on Chol HaMoed. Then Mishnah says, Vahamenu, so that's Beis HaShivya and Yotzi Mibeis HaAsurim, captivity and from jail. Vahamenudeh. Someone who was excommunicated, and the Chachamim lifted his ban, the Nidui, they lifted it on Chol HaMoed, so here's someone who didn't have the opportunity to do so before. before the Chag, therefore he does it on Chol HaMoed. Now, why would he not be able to cut his hair? So when we speak about Nidui, this is a type of ban. We have different types of ban. Of bans that we give people. This is specifically speaking about someone who may have showed disrespect for Talmidei Chachamim. That's one reason why I put someone into Nidui, person who violates law, the halacha, and that could be even Midrabban. And a person who's not, who refuses to listen to the Beis Din. They gave him, it was a civil matter, it was a financial matter, and refused to listen to the court, also could be placed in Nidui. What happens to such a person? So in many ways, halacha is like an avil. This is in the Gemara in Daf Tes Vav and Medal. He can't cut his hair, can't launder his clothing. According to many, the poskim, he can't, and Shulchan Aruch, you see, he can't wear the leather shoes either. He's supposed to be isolated. People can't sit within four amos of such a person. Can't be counted as part of a minyan. And when a person is in nidui, generally speaking, it's for 30 days. And if a person, let's say it was a financial matter, and he then, he appeased the litigant or whoever it is in the case, so then the Chachamim would be willing to rescind the Nidui, and they would terminate it even before 30 days. So, and that's going to be part of our discussion in this Mishnah, the same Mishnah, still Mishnah Aleph in the third Perek, when we speak about Menudei She'itir Lo Chachamim. So, according to the Yerushalmi, this only applies to someone who is in Nidui, who wasn't able to rescind his Nidui before the Chag. So take that example we gave, it's a financial matter, and he could have been mefayes, could have appeased the person who he owes money to, and they was placed in Nidui because he didn't listen to the court's order, to their psak. So now he's willing to pay, so it's before 30 days, they should be able, so he could have done that before the Chag. So the fact that he didn't do that, and now it happens on the Chag, so according to the Yerushalmi, so then such a person is not allowed to shave on and cut his hair on Chol HaMoed, because the fact that he didn't appeal to the court, he's willing to pay, so that's his negligence. So therefore, he can't cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. That's according to the Shama. The Rambam disagrees. He says, it could be that a person could have done so before. Nonetheless, we don't call that negligence. So our example, person who was put in Nidui because he refused to pay someone. So we don't call that negligence, the fact that it wasn't mefayes the person. And therefore, such a person, if he changed his mind and decided now he's going to appease the litigant and now he's going to pay, and he does that on Chol HaMoed, according to the Rambam, he would be able to shave and cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. V'chein misha nishal l'chacham. Have a person who went to a chacham, person took a neder, and he said he's not cutting his hair. Let's say he wants to become a nazir or something. So he wants to do hataras nedarim. He wants to go to a chacham. Or go to three people is going ahead and make sure that it's going to be annulled. So this is something a person could have done before Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah nonetheless puts him on the list. V'chein misha nishal chacham v'hutar. So here we have a person who, nonetheless, the Mishnah says here is someone who would be able to shave on Chol HaMoed. So if he only came to a chacham on Chol HaMoed and could have done before, so according to the Rambam, I understand this very well, because according to him, that's not considered negligence. He decided on Chol HaMoed, now he's going to go to a chacham and have the vow annulled. He's going to have do hataras nedarim. He didn't. The fact that he didn't do so before Chol HaMoed, before the chag, rather, and he made this ned, there is not that he's not going to cut his hair. So that's not negligence, and we allow him to do so. But according to other Rishonim, according to based on the Yerushalmi, so then we should not allow such a person to cut his hair. So why do we allow Misha Nishal Chacham on Chol HaMoed? He did Hataras Nedarim for a vow that he's not going to cut his hair. Why should he be allowed to cut on Chol HaMoed? So some say it's because he couldn't find a Chacham before. He looked around for a Chacham. He wanted to put together a Beis Din, and he wasn't able to do so before the Chag. So this person, therefore, is allowed to cut his hair and shave on Chol HaMoed. Or it's possible where, let's say, the Chachamim didn't find Pesach. We know that when it comes to a neder a person makes, so that one of the things the Beis Din does is they find a Pesach, then they literally find an opening to see, well, had you known this, would you have taken upon the neder? So maybe they couldn't find a Pesach for that before the Chag, and only on the Chag they realize, we can find a Pesach, an opening, in order to annul the neder, or really uproot it retroactively. However, according to the Bavli, since you can do Hataras Nedarim not through only only Pesach, but through Charata, through regret, and regret, annulling it through Charata is something that is done mikano lahaba. That's not something where you're uprooting the neder from the beginning, where you say, well, had you known this, maybe you never would have taken the neder. This is where he regrets taking the neder, and that's mikano lahaba. That happens from now on. So that happens right now. So therefore, such a person, the only way to explain this is that this person, so since it's not based on a Pesach, you can't say, well, the Beis Din, he got a Beis Din together, he found a Chacham, but they couldn't find the Pesach. And you don't need a Pesach according to the Bavli, just Charata is sufficient. So according to that, the Bavli, Nedarim Daf, Chav Beis, so the only way to explain the Mishnah is that he was not able to find a Chacham before the Yontif. And as we said, according to the Rambam, you don't need any of these explanations because according to him, he's not considered negligent by waiting till Chol HaMoed to go to a Chacham. And then we have on the list for HaNazir. Here you have a person who became a Nazir, and of course he can't cut his hair. So this is a person, of course, we're talking about a case where his Nazirus obviously ended on Chol HaMoed. Or let's say, no, maybe according to some, you could say that the Tan of the Mishnah is referring to someone whose Nazirus ended before the Chag. So why should that be? And he didn't cut his hair. So why is it? So then we should push it off to Chol HaMoed. So the answer, we shouldn't allow him rather to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. The answer is no, we don't want to do that. Why? Because part of the process of a Nazir concluding the period of Nazirus is that he has to cut his hair. He brings karbanos and he has to cut his hair. That's placed under the pot that we have in the Beis HaMikdash. So because we don't want him to have to delay bringing his karbanos because he can't cut his hair, so therefore we allow him to cut his hair to do that process on Chol HaMoed. And then the Mishnah concludes Vahamitzora ha'olem itimaso l'taraso. And a person who had tzaras and the halacha is that he has to cut his hair on the seventh day of his purification. So if that seventh day fell on Chol HaMoed, we allow him to cut his hair because that is considered something that's absolutely necessary in order for him to bring his karbanos to finish the Tara process. So therefore, that shaving is allowed on Chol HaMoed. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Ve'elu Mechabsin Ba'Moed. So we'll have a similar list here. These are the people who are allowed to launder the clothing of Chol HaMoed. So here we have the same so far, the same list. Habam Mimdin Asayam, someone who came from abroad. Umibes HaShivi was released from captivity. Vahayotim Beis HaShurim was let out of jail. And Vahamenuda Shehitiru Lo Chachamim, Yavenuda, someone who's a Nidui, who also couldn't launder his clothing, and the Chachamim are Matir, that Nidui, they rescinded it on Chol HaMoed. V'chein Mishen Nishal Chacham Hudar, so too, someone who went to a Chacham and was, who took a neder, let's say he's not going to launder his clothing, so he had it annulled by a Chacham on Chol HaMoed, he can wash his clothing on Chol HaMoed. Then Mishnah continues other things that get soiled very easily. You can launder on Chol HaMoed. Mitzbechos hayadayim. These are towels and napkins people use during the meal. People use them all the time, so they have to be laundered regularly. Even if you laundered them before the Chag, there's no doubt you're going to have to launder them again. Mitzbechos hatzaparim. These are the cloths that the barbers place on top of the customers, those who are getting a haircut. Now, since there are people who need to get haircuts, as we gave in the previous mission on Chol HaMoed, so therefore he's allowed to launder those. And those obviously get very dirty. Others say that it's not mitbechos hasaparim of barbers, but rather mitbechos sofrim. The scholars, the scribes, who are these? So this is cloths that are spread over the desks where the Talmidim place the manuscripts that they're studying from. And those cloths required laundering because they got dirty from the candles that were there. People would study at night, and the kids, Talmidim, would study at night, and they would drip. So they had to be, they got soiled very easily, had to be laundered. And others say it's not mitbechos hasaparim, and not mitbechos sofrim, but rather mitbechos svarim. These are cloths over books, the coverings in which the different manuscripts or the scrolls were wrapped, that also needed to be cleaned regularly. People were constantly touching them. So these are allowed to be laundered. Of course, part of mitbechos yadayim, children's clothing or children's, let's say, cloth diapers certainly get soiled very easily. Even if you washed all of them before the Chag, you're still going to have, not going to have enough. They're going to get soiled, so therefore you're allowed to wash them on Chol HaMoed. And then Mishnah says, Umitbechos hasfug. Bath towels also can be laundered. That's because they get soiled very easily as well. And of course, even if you wash them before the Chag, you're not going to have enough. This is all, of course, if you don't have sufficient towels. If you have enough, so then, of course, you should use the other ones and not launder if you don't need to. Then the Mishnah continues, Hazavin v'hazavos v'hanirdos v'alyodos. So these people, because they saw the clothing very easily, Anida, obviously, Yoledes, a woman who gave birth, Zavin and Zavin, which we've discussed in the past, and they have also issues from their body. They soil the clothing very easily. V'chol ha'olin mitum of latara. Not only that, anyone is in the category who is going to try, who's trying to return to a state of purity of tara from a state of being tameh, and their garments need to be immersed. Metzorah, one who has became a tamei mace, you have to clean those clothing, so that's allowed on Chol HaMoed, assuming it could not have been done before Chol HaMoed. So Harelu Mutarin, so it's permitted for all these people. The Bar Tanur adds on, they're allowed to launder linen clothing during Chol HaMoed because they get dirty very easily, but today that is not our practice. We do not allow that unless they have nothing else to wear. What do you do if you have one suit? So the Bar Tanur says, one outfit, he makes the following comment. One shirt, one suit, afilu she'eno shel pishdon, even if it's not linen, mutter l'chabil, linen, we said there was a reason to be moderate. He is not even linen, but it's the only one he has. Mutter l'chabes b'moed. He's allowed to wash in the Chol HaMoed. Well, so he's going to wear. But interestingly, he says like this, v'husha omed orum m'shas kvisa so imezor b'masdam. It has to be that when it's being washed, you're standing there just with a towel around your waist, l'chasos b'sar erva, to cover yourself. Why do you have to be standing there like that? Shezeh mochiach she'elo elachol hakazeh. The fact that you're standing there without a shirt, just with a towel around your waist, shows it must be that the shirt that's being washed right now is the only one you have. It's clear that that's the only shirt that you have. That's what you have to be standing around while it's being washed. But other people don't fall into any of the categories of mita militara, not zav, zavos, nidos, and yodos, etc. Those people cannot wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed.